All right. What are we talking about today?
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of The Cigar Guys. Today we are going to be discussing world events. All right. I mean, you know, just common world events, stuff on X, maybe that. What? We're going to be talking about Elon Musk, that interview with, what's his name? Don?
Yeah.
Don Lemon.
Yeah, Don Lennon.
Is it Don Lennon?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You've never seen it? You haven't seen that interview?
Which one? I don't know. He does like a bunch of interviews.
Anyway.
Wow.
Roll the intro.
You are tuning in to the Cigar Guys podcast, where aficionados and newcomers alike gather to explore the vast cigar universe. Meet your host, Alexander Gonzalez, Mark Nikolai, his big little brother Zachary Nikolai, and Jared Burrows. So sit back, light up, and let's get the conversation started.
What?
I was thinking about, we should pitch, like, you know how like they have like the shows where people go to like crazy restaurants? We'll have a show where we go to different cigar lounges. We'll get Netflix to pick us up. We'll call it The Cigar Guys.
That's a solid name for a show right there, I think, in my opinion, my humble opinion.
Is that name taken? I feel like that's a name that would be taken.
It would be taken? No, it's not taken. Taken's a movie. The Cigar Guys would be a show.
I feel like the name The Cigar Guys would be already owned by someone. Like, that's a pretty cool name. Like, you think someone would already have that name?
Probably some schmucks, but I think we could get it from them.
Probably. We've done that before.
Yo, pass me that letter.
Which one?
Any one, I guess.
Okay. Why you gotta be so weird about it?
You just hand me a letter.
All right. Mark. Anyway, current events. Elon Musk interview with Don. What's his name?
It's Don Lemon.
It is. Oh yeah. Don. Oh, yeah, because it's a lemon show or some stupid.
Is it Lemon or Lennon?
No, it's Lemon.
Oh, I'm thinking of
John Lennon.
John Lennon.
Okay. Yeah. Did you watch that interview?
I did not.
I watched the entire thing.
So did I.
When was it?
This is like not current. This is like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, this is 2 weeks ago, but I just
it's
watched
current
it.
Enough.
Yeah, I just watched it.
What happened on it?
Well, his first episode that he released on X, it was with Elon
Backstory.
Musk. Backstory of?
Leading up to why he's doing a show on X.
Why is he doing a show on X?
Okay, this is where I come in. So, this is actually a great conversation that we're going to talk about.
Oh, is it because he asked like more liberal?
Well, no. So, Don Lemon left CNN, or he was let go from CNN, essentially. And he's like, what do I do now? So he went to Elon Musk and said, hey, I want to do a show on X, and let's work out a partnership so where, you know, it could be like an official show on X. I can get paid X amount, whatever. And his asking price for salary, actually, guess what he wanted for a salary every year? Everyone guess.
$50 million.
1.5?
I'm going to guess like $550,000.
$8 million a year.
Damn.
Oh,
damn.
So you're for his show. He was out. That was an outrageous guess, but.
Yeah, $50 million, you got over. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you said five. I was like, wow, he.
$8 million a year plus, I think like $2 million in Tesla stock plus a customized Cybertruck. I think there was more, including unlimited cocktails and massages for him and his boyfriend.
I'm guessing he didn't get it.
He is gay.
No.
I don't get it. Like,
what does this guy look like?
He's producing free content, or is it paid content?
Well, he'd get paid from ads at least, but he's... No, yeah, it's free content. It's on Twitter.
I'm kind of confused.
Because like, his argument would be he'd get so many views that the ad revenue would be insane.
He's bringing in people to act, like to watch too. Him. You know what I mean?
How much is Tucker paid? Do you know?
I have no clue. He just gets the ad revenue.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he gets paid directly from X.
Yeah, so I don't know where this outrageous ask was from. It's funny.
I would guess it's telephone or something. Maybe an email.
What are we going to ask for?
What was I going to ask for?
Or what are we posting?
What does he look like? Can you show me a picture?
You know who this guy is. You've seen him on TikTok.
I don't really.
You watch CNN. You've seen him before.
I don't watch CNN.
See, I watch Cigars News Network all the time. I haven't seen him on there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy is.
Yeah, honestly, that was the first time I saw him. Or maybe I've seen him before and he just
looks like the guy that Never mind. He looks like the guy that got arrested for saying he got beat up by Trump. You know what I'm saying?
That's Jesse Smollett.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know who that guy is.
So obviously he didn't get it because he's posting this already.
No, he didn't get it. Yeah. Zach can continue the story.
You're doing pretty good.
No.
Anyway, so he starts.
I just wanted to give the backstory because it makes it even more hilarious.
Hold on, I kind of want to see.
Oh, so Elon Musk did an interview after telling him no.
No.
Oh yeah, that autofocus works good.
So this. Right. So I believe that he sent the offer, and then it's possible that Elon Musk saw the offer like right before the interview. It's not confirmed. He either saw it right before or right after. So there was no answer at this point.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, we'll sit down, we'll do the interview, we'll see how it goes.
It's actually a genius idea because regardless, if you have an hour with Elon Musk, you're still going to post that content.
Yeah.
Because it's a waste of an hour of, you know, his life and yours, but you'll get views regardless.
Well, the show is also like on YouTube and other platforms.
Yeah. Anyway, this dude starts asking Elon like out-of-pocket questions. Started asking him his ketamine prescription, I guess.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all I saw from that, though.
Yeah, he started asking a bunch. I'm trying to remember. Do you remember the first question?
I don't remember the very first question because, again, this was like 2 weeks ago when I watched it.
Yeah, yeah.
But he asked, I think he started a little bit soft. He was asking about like Tesla, the Tesla lawsuits.
Oh, yeah.
And then it kind of went off the rails, but.
Yeah. What did he say about the. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So then he started talking to him about tweeting, you know, and like, oh, you know, if he should watch his tweets or whatever, you know, and he's like, listen, I'll say what I want to say. He's like, I don't give a shit. He's like,
yeah. I mean, he said that on purpose because it's not tweeting anymore. You're making a post on X.
I guess.
Like, he's clarified that a few times, but.
Well, so the whole thing is like
a little jab.
He was saying that Elon Musk should censor some of the stuff on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And his response was, well, we take down anything that is illegal. So if you post something that is illegal, we will take it down. And then Don Lemon says, okay, but what about this problem with hate speech on Twitter? And he says, you know, is hate speech illegal? And he's like, no, but don't you believe that you have a responsibility to censor this type of stuff? That's where the conversation was.
Yeah, and then it was like, if it's illegal. And he like was not, they were on like two different planes, you know, like talking about this. Because Elon Musk was like, so you want censorship? He's like, no, I don't believe in censorship. And then he's like, okay, but you're telling me that I should censor these people. He's like, well, it's different because it's hate speech. And he's like, well, if it's against the law, I get rid of it. But it's not, so I don't. You know.
And then like, he goes, so what if someone posts child porn? Would you take that down? And Elon Musk goes, well, Don, that's illegal. So obviously. But I was like, what a dumb question.
The guy Don was like,
on so many levels.
That's scary.
It's insane.
It's kind of strange.
Yeah.
And then he went into the ketamine thing. That was towards the end.
Yeah.
He was basically trying to say like, oh, you're tweeting late at night. Are you like sober when you do it?
Oh, yeah. He's trying to like say that he drinks or he's high or something. Because he's like, are you under the influence of any like drugs or alcohol? And he's like, no, I don't like drink or do drugs or anything. He's like, well, you smoked weed that one time on
4 years ago.
Yeah. And Elon Musk was like, you could ask any experienced smoker. I had no idea what I was doing. Like, you know, and then he's like, whoa, well, what about your ketamine prescription? He's like, I take that like maybe once a week, you know, when I need to go to sleep. He's like, but other than that, he's like, it's not something I abuse. You know, he's like, you shouldn't even be asking me about my medical history. That's like pretty thing. Then they got into depression. And he's like, I only take it when I get into like a depressive mind state where like everything is negative, then I'll take it, go to sleep, and I wake up fine. He's like, it's like a reset for me. Then he goes in and he's like, I think more people should try it. He's like, I'm not a doctor, but you know.
So, Jared, what are you smoking?
I am going to smoke the Camacho Triple Maduro on empty stomach. And it's my third cigar today, so.
You're insane. Don't do this at home, kids. Or adults that are watching
this. Do you want to show the camera?
I feel like PewDiePie, my 19-year-olds. You remember when he had to change?
12-year-old on me. Nice. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. I think it was a $400 cigar, right?
What? What are you smoking, Zach?
Can I see that?
I am smoking the tried and true, and I feel like I always say that, the Besa cigar.
It truly is tried and true.
I'm not smoking the Maduro today.
Oh.
But smoking the traditional, the Habano.
One last hoorah.
One last hoorah, and then Maduros only for a year. You know, most people give up stuff on Lent, right? So I give up stuff too, but then every day around Lent, I stick to one thing, right? So it's going to be Maduros only. That's it after Lent. Because you don't know when we're recording this. Might be before Easter.
I'm also smoking the Beta.
Nice. I'm smoking.
And then, like, what happened?
I'm smoking the New World by AJ Fernandez. Oh, this is Mark's phone. He didn't do the setting.
Oh, he didn't do the autofocus.
Dang. All right. Well, it's okay. It's a New World by AJ Fernandez. Look it up.
Are we starting over?
So, yeah, we're gonna start over from here. So we're trying out a little bit. You know, lighting's a little bit different, and then we got this new autofocus going on.
You got to think about it, Zach. This podcast has only been live for a little over a year, and we do so many changes all the time. But I say that our progress is phenomenal for only being up for a year. Would you agree?
I would agree. Do you concur? I concur.
Yeah.
Do you concur?
I concur.
I mean, 4K quality.
We change something. We add something new every single time. So it's a 100% progression from episode to episode. Exactly.
That is true. Sometimes you see this table, it's a mess because we added so much new stuff. But then then we clean up. And then.
You know. I mean, eventually you'll turn on the TV and you'll be like, the Cigar Guys? They have their own news network?
On PBS? What?
Well, maybe not PBS, but...
You know, places like the London House, maybe. I don't know.
Dude, I was at the London House, actually. So we were at the London House, and they had the Cigar Guys playing.
Really?
It was a drawing room, so it was their cigar room. Yeah. They had the Cigar Guys playing at the bar. And I'm, like, looking up, and I'm like, that's me.
Yeah, that's drawing as, like, cigars smoke, not, you know...
Color pencils, crayons. I just got that.
I just want to clarify that.
Thanks, Jared. And then the bartender was like watching, and then she goes to make our drinks, and she makes our drinks, and she's like, wait, is that you guys? And we're like, yeah.
Some of the best free drinks I've had, though. It was really good.
Your drinks are free.
Yours weren't.
That's unbelievable. No wonder my tab was $300. Dang, these are expensive. So yeah, I'm glad we brought up that interesting. I would actually encourage you guys to go watch that interview. It's hilarious. It's sad and hilarious.
I kind of want to watch it now.
It's an hour. It's not bad. It's just so, like, you just watch it and you're like, bro.
Well, next time you watch something that we're going to talk about, we could all get together and watch it together.
Yeah.
So we're all on the same page.
Current events. The Gentleman on Netflix. I know we talked about it already.
Also not based on true events.
Weather. It's raining gloomy. Out right now. Yeah, gloomy. That's a good word. That's another word for gloomy. Go, Mark. We're calling people out of the table.
Opposite of this lighting.
What? What are you asking for? Gloomy. For gloomy.
Gloomy.
Okay. Doomy.
Spell gloomy.
Gloom.
Jared, you're next. We got gloomy, doomy, sue me. Wait, don't sue me. Don't sue
me. Don't do me either.
Hey, yo.
Whoa.
What's what you just said?
Other current events. This is kind of old, too, but the ship that crashed.
Did you guys hear... Oh, in Baltimore?
Yeah, they're still on that boat. You know what's costing them six...
Wait, what do you mean they're still on that boat?
The crew.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, they have enough food for like over a month.
Yeah, but they haven't gotten them out?
No, there's no reason to.
There's no reason to get them out of the ship.
No.
I mean, they hit a bridge.
It's like, still floating. It's still floating. Nothing... The ship is still intact.
No, I get that. Okay, but like, so, land is like 20 feet away.
They haven't got them out yet.
So Mark is saying that if he was in this traumatic experience, he'd be like totally 100% fine with just chilling on the boat.
You know, they still need to take care of the things on the boat.
Like what? It's off.
So the things that got knocked over and things like that. Like, okay, they still have to work.
I'm confused. Did they get off the boat at any point or did they just stay on?
They just stayed on.
Okay, here's what I'm imagining.
They had no options.
I'm on a flight with Mark. We crash and we're floating in the ocean. And he's like, "There's no worry to get off because there's food for us."
No, I just the way he said it. So did they attempt to rescue them, or they were just like, "Okay, are you guys good?" Like until you eventually get to the dock or something. I don't understand.
Yeah,
where you're coming from.
Pretty much. Yeah, and they're like, I mean, I would want to keep working. You know, I already have this planned out for a month.
I thought, so was there no damage to the ship then?
There's just damage to the cargo. I think the ship's fine.
Yeah, that cargo blew up, literally.
I'm just imagining that one time you pulled your camera out while flying an airplane. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
I will say, I mean, it is sad. People died.
Oh, yeah. It was construction workers.
Yeah. Pretty bad. And then... I saw like two more videos of ships hitting the bridge. Did you see those videos I was sending you? Mm-mm. There was a bridge in Oklahoma, and the ship hit the bridge, but it didn't do anything because it was like a solidly constructed bridge. And then there was another one. I forget where it was. I know Jared watched them because he watches everything I sent him.
Oh, you sent me one, but it was in like Peru or something. Or Canada. It was in some South American country, actually.
Oh, I thought...
No, it was just Chicago.
Yeah, you know, I think it's cost them like $5 or $6 million a day that they can't go through it.
Dang. This is like the Suez Canal.
Are we going to see price hikes?
Probably. You see how much milk is a gallon?
It's like Hawaii up here.
I know. Down here.
Speaking of, I think we're technically geographically above Hawaii.
Are we?
We're pretty close. They're on the equator. We're like a little north of the equator.
Are we talking about... Technically, are we all on the same level if we're flat Earth?
True. Well, no, because, you know, sea level.
Well, besides that, I mean, we'd technically both be like around sea level. So
I wonder how they map that.
I was going to make a joke and say 65 episodes in until Zach would be like, he brings up flat Earth first and beat us to it. Because you always say flat Earth, I'm always like space. Space where? Where's the space?
Space.
We are in space right now.
Yes.
Technically.
Of course, that's why I said it.
And it's multiple levels, which includes the Atmos.
Fear.
I'm scared too.
Just think about it. Endless blackness.
Strato.
Sphere.
I can see Jared being a high school teacher teaching about them. He'd be like, Atmos? Fear, and then you make that joke.
Fear. I'm scared too.
And when they take their quizzes, will they use flat or sphere? They both get it right.
Draw the earth. You're telling like a 3-year-old to draw the earth. It's like, man, all these 3-year-olds believe in flat earth.
Why is it not 3D?
You bring the parents in.
The parent teacher, you know how they do like the parent nights or whatever.
Even they could figure it out, you know.
All the parents come there, and Jared's just like, "I'm a little concerned about your children. They're not performing up to my standard." And everyone, "Oh my god, why? Why?" It's like I told them to draw the earth, and like they didn't write, you know, a code to display the earth in 3D. They all drew flat earths. Or is this something you guys are teaching at home?
Yeah, it's like this globe is actually 2D. It's a disc. I'm a little concerned. There's no dimensions.
He shows it to me and I'm like, what's wrong with this?
Alex is like, Oh my god, my son's an idiot. You forgot the firmament. Whatever the fuck it's called.
Remember, snow globe.
I think Alex had one too many snow globes as a kid. He's like, glass dome.
I think I did have a snow globe at one point.
I think everyone did. You know, after the Santa Claus movies, you had to get a snow globe. That was like a big thing.
Kind of weird, right? Because if you have a snow globe and you shake it, the snow came from up the top and came back down again.
You mean like real snow?
So would that be gravity or density?
That's like.
answer your own question.
What were we talking about?
Current events.
PTA meetings.
PTA.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. We imagine all our kids going to the same school.
Man, they'd be retarded.
Those teachers, we would probably get those teachers to quit in like a month.
Reading the roster, John Nick.
Son of a bitch.
Are you related to Zachary Nikolai?
That's my dad.
It's like, are you related to Mark Nikolai? Okay, cool. It'd be the opposite, actually.
Anytime,
they'd be like, thank God it's Zach Nikolai.
Anytime a kid asks me, like, if my teacher knows someone, you know, or, is Zach your dad or whatever? You know, be like, yeah. I'd be like, oh, yeah, we go way back. I'm just going to say that about all of them, you know? What do you mean by that, dad? Oh, you'll find out when you're older.
Did everyone have a good Easter?
I did have a good Easter.
Yeah, it was chill.
Went to Mass. Then went to Bay Ridge. Got some sushi.
You didn't take time to appreciate transgenders or
what?
Nothing like that?
No, I just appreciated Jesus Christ rising.
Okay, so good.
That's about it.
Good. So you weren't swayed by the propaganda that came out.
It's weird, though. Every Easter, it's like I got to get a new cross, you know, because my Jesus just disappears, man.
You just wake up and it's like a plain cross and there's no Jesus.
Yeah, there's
on
no
it.
Jesus. It's not a crucifix. It's just,
that was a dumb joke.
That was kind of funny.
I wish it was a joke. I think maybe someone's robbing me.
It's me. I'm stashing. I got about $23,000 worth of gold upon.
All Jesus. Just in the cross position. But yeah, that was an interesting predicament that we found ourselves in.
That was pretty interesting.
Apparently this has been a thing for 8 years, and we are just now hearing about it, and it just so happens to fall on Easter.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It basically wasn't a real day until this year.
Did you see big news in Florida about wine?
Yes, yeah. Big news, literally.
Big news in Florida about wine.
Yeah, really big.
Florida officially allows the sale of 3.75,
liters?
Yeah. Like, bottles?
It's about, like, what, 4 gallons?
Is that a double magnum, I think?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Who buys those?
We used to buy them from New Year's.
No.
I used to buy magnums before, but double.
What do you mean, no? Not that big, but we used to get the big ones.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can buy those at Publix, though.
Can you?
So there's a regular wine glass, and then they have one that's bigger.
Yeah, but we would get like a really big one.
Okay, so even bigger.
I should have got. They asked us if we wanted to buy the really big Opus bottle, like the Magnum Opus bottle, and we turned it down. We should have got it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that would have been cool.
Yeah. Because we were like, me and Nick were like, who the fuck is going to buy this?
I will say, we're on episode, is it 65 or 66?
66, I think.
Okay. And Jared still burps into the mic till this day.
Yeah, he doesn't look away or anything.
Oh, I thought I only could hear it, so, you know, that's why.
I thought I could only hear it.
How's your Triple Maduro?
The flavor's amazing.
Is it strong?
I mean, not for me, but the draw is kind of tough. Like, I should be down to here by now. I'm a little concerned. I won't finish before
the podcast. Yeah, you should be lighting a second one up by now.
That is a second one.
That'd be pretty embarrassing if you don't finish it.
Third, but yeah. I just finished a base before this one, so.
Very nice.
It's always after hours.
As Zach was saying, another reason to add to the list of why Florida is the best state in the United States.
Facts.
No printer.
What's a printer?
It's something that you print stuff on.
Like a newspaper?
Yeah, could be.
I just get all my news from X.
Honestly, that's where I get my news.
You could print that.
Legitimately, though, X is like how I find out about things. But
I don't see.
I don't necessarily trust it. However, they have the freaking footnotes now, so that's a little better.
They should take something like X, right, and then print on a piece of paper and send it to everyone's house every day.
Oh, like a newspaper?
That's a good name.
No, like a
an X next paper. To a glass of milk would be nice,
or like some tea, some whiskey in it. You know what I mean? I don't know. Just thinking out loud here.
So, like, you physically touch it.
Yeah, you know, we have, like, blue light. You know what I mean? Blue, like, it's too blue for our eyes.
You mean you're... Mm.
So then if you have, like news, if you have, like, X paper... You
like, know. News on a paper.
Yeah.
Like, newspaper.
No, different. Completely different. Like, you would take, like, the news that's on X, but put it on a piece of paper. And maybe we could have, like... It would be, like, but a kid's first shot. It would be, like, a kid's first shot. We'd go throw out news.
How do you watch the videos?
You just click play.
It's a footbook.
each story has like a little flipbook on it.
That'd be pretty cool.
I mean, that idea is not so far from Minority Report. So they actually had that in that movie. Like the newspapers are holographic.
Oh, they did. Yeah, they did.
You can see the videos and what text. Movie? Minority Report.
Minority Report.
I think like oh
is that
four?
The
not Majority Report Minority Report.
Okay, I was gonna say is that like the sequel prequel
of Majority Report?
Is that a real correct. Thing? Is that it's a movie?
Majority no. Minority Report is.
We're always favoring the minorities. What about the majorities? Like this whole transgender day thing, super minority. Christians big majority.
I really feel like I haven't heard about it until this year.
That's because you haven't.
But it also, they probably, people, I mean, it goes on both sides, right? Like, we could have not been hearing about it because it wasn't on, like, any other day. But this year, it is on Easter. So people are freaking out that it's on Easter. And that's why you do
hear about it. But it was never made public by any administration, i.e. the last, like, two or three.
It's kind of funny that Joe Biden did it, too, because wasn't he super against gay marriage at one point?
Yes. Isn't he also, like, a Catholic? Supposedly.
Until the Supreme Court allowed it.
Yeah, everyone gives the credit to him and Obama, but the Supreme Court did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, even Obama was against it.
Was it a thing last year or just this year?
What?
No,
so it's been a day for like 8 years, according to some random activists that no one's ever heard of. But the White House made it like, quote unquote, legitimate because they put out a public press release about it.
Oh, big news, we didn't talk about this, is P. Diddy.
Last time we talked about that, stuff happened.
Yeah, that is pretty current, though. Did he get arrested? Did anything happen yet?
He's still out there.
I haven't been keeping up with that, to be honest with you.
Dapping up Justin Bieber and stuff. Yeah. Saying I love you. Feeling him up for a wire.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird, right?
He felt him up for
a wire. There's like a video of like him and Justin Bieber talking, and he starts like... Like, oh, what's up, man? Like, I haven't seen you in a while, man. Like,
he's got a wire. He's got a wire.
Like, patting him. Like, it does look like he's looking for a wire.
It is a 3-year-old video, but it's funny. But yeah, P. Diddy. Racketeering, shall I say?
Yeah, crazy allegations.
Believable?
I believe it.
Absolutely.
I believe it. I mean, they found cameras in every single part of his house.
I believe
it. Guest bedrooms, hallways.
Bathrooms?
Probably.
I'm sure. One-way mirrors?
Probably. I don't know for a fact, but, you know.
We need to check if like our studio's bugged.
Yeah, we should look for cameras.
No, I mean mics and stuff, you know.
Yeah, we should look for mics.
All right, I got to check for a wire. Everyone else.
I think you just want to touch Mark. It's okay.
He has been trying.
What if there's cameras on here?
He has been trying to find a reason to touch me like all week. It's been super weird.
It's okay. We'll cut that part
to be
out.
Fair, it's only been like 3 days, so.
Like, he comes up, he tries to hug me. I don't hug him, but he tried to.
I've it's never seen weird. Two hugs.
Alex is like, Mark, do you need a physical? I could do it for you. Can you?
He's like, it's super weird. I left, actually. I had to leave. Because I walk in, I'm like, what's up, Alex? I'm just grabbing some bases. And he's like, yeah, that's cool. He's like, how's your prostate? I was like,
what?
I had to leave, man. It was super.
He's like, we're getting older. You know, you got to check it. You want me to check it for you?
Yeah. Super weird, man. I left, man. My prostate's good, though.
I can't confirm.
Was it? There was like some comedy skit, or I don't know if it was on Family Guy, or whatever. I get his prostate checked, whatever, and then like he puts both his hands on his shoulders, and both his hands on the guy's shoulders. He's like, oh yeah, you're good, buddy. And he's like, whoa.
Our buddy Rusty was just telling a story, and he had to get his checked. He's like, is there anything hard back there? And he was like.
So
he's like no, and he's like, yeah, it's because you haven't reached around the front yet.
Oh my god.
See, I mean, like, did he make that up, or
he probably made that up. It's a funny story.
It's funny, all right.
Oh man. A lot.
Wow.
I saw it on X, so it must be true.
The last story happened in real life, though. I was there. For the story.
Yeah, it was a funny story though.
Yeah, I was so shocked he said it, though. I was just like, fuck.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me checking prostates.
No.
I know a guy.
Who?
He wears a mask. His name's not Alexander Gonzalez.
Another big news, the layout changed. Corona Cigars.
Oh, yeah, that's wild, right? Yeah, you know who else checks prostates? P. Diddy.
Oh, jeez.
This is actually tragic news, Zach.
I know. We need like a dun dun dun. Like, you know, we got something on there. We don't have anything sad. Oh, yeah, yeah. This just saying, Corona Cigars Heathrow changes layout of their salas. Makes it very uneasy for people to walk around.
Practically no room to maneuver.
And I told Jeff, tear down that wall.
The only time a wall was never the solution was in the Corona Cigar Heathrow layout.
It's just, I don't think it's going to work
inside,
like that.
You know, it's just like.
Yeah, like, who are you trying to keep out? Everyone's already in.
Well, back in the day, they were trying to keep out 18-year-olds. Mm. But now it's 21 to smoke, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Because they had, if you were going to sit there, you had to be 21 and up.
But you could stand?
No, you could
there's
go to the high tops.
Problem with this theory, though, Zach.
What?
Is that there was an opening to walk through.
Yeah, but you weren't supposed to. There's a sign that says 21 and up.
When has a sign ever stopped you from doing anything?
Yeah, but that's the whole reason why they built it like that, is what we're saying.
No, I understand.
I don't think you do.
Walls only work if they're 100% built.
Yeah, work for China.
Argumentatively, it wasn't the Chinese or the Great Wall of China, because if the wall faces China, it means that they were trying to keep out people in China.
I saw that TikTok too.
It's a good theory though. If you're building a wall to protect people from inside, and it's built so where it's keeping people from the other side out.
And unless I go there and see it in person, it's harder to confirm.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So what if they just want the better facing side towards?
Well, what if they're trying to keep people in?
I heard a theory. I saw a theory on TikTok that was saying they built that wall to protect them against giants.
I also saw that at one point. This is a long time ago, though.
Yeah. It was a long time ago.
When they just climb over.
So you know the Great Wall of China is longer than the width of the USA?
No way.
Yeah.
And they say we can't build a wall at the south.
So, were giants real? What's our opinion on that?
I mean, going off the Bible, yeah. Because Adam and Eve were giants, right? And then Noah was Noah was a giant too, right?
Yeah. They weren't giants. They were just big.
They were.
I don't think they were. They weren't giants,
but they were tall.
But they were a lot bigger.
Right, but there were giants as opposed to them. There were people that are bigger.
Yeah, but that's a reason that they could live like 800-900 years or however long.
And then God said, "This ain't working out." 100.
When we say max. Giant, like how many feet tall though?
I think like 12 feet.
Yeah, wasn't that one of the reasons for the flood in the Bible?
All the bestiality, shall we say? All the fallen angels having sex with women.
It's for like humanity to start over. You mean?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Because the fallen angels were messing with the DNA of humans and making abominations.
Yeah, that's probably why the Egyptians have like the animal people.
Point. What if?
Yeah, what if?
That would make sense.
You know what's crazy? You ever seen the theory that there's like a under the Sphinx, there's kind of like a library full of like human knowledge, like history that they keep away from people?
I believe it.
You're not allowed to go under there.
I thought it was a bar.
That would be a sick place for a bar.
That would be a nice speakeasy.
It's imagine. Like
3.5 million a year to get in, yeah.
Are you serious?
No.
That would be sweet, though. I'm not going to lie.
Jared knows something we don't. He's like, not on the podcast. Not on the
you
podcast.
Know what? Some rich guy needs to buy a pyramid and put a freaking nightclub in there. He's crazy.
They wouldn't let him because he'd have unlimited power. He'd have free power for the life.
True.
Oh, dude, you want
to
hear
some... We used to have free power.
You want to hear some dumb stuff? There's like this hippie girl on TikTok. She like makes music or whatever. And she just released a song saying how like she's been to the mountains of Peru and she's like talking to aliens and like... Someone with time travel, and then in part of the song, she's like, "I healed my kidney infection with my powers." What the fuck? I gotta show you guys. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
So when you find these videos, can you please post them in the group chat?
Yeah, for sure. Sure. We're gonna post it right down here.
No, we're not. <joking.
laughs> Not this one.
It's in a song. It has to be real.
I got how it goes. Yeah. I walked the mountains of Peru, learning this witchcraft, talking to the aliens, doing this and that. Healed my kidney with my powers.
She's like, kidney infection. I healed that with whatever. Like, all right.
Was anyone else there when Tyler was telling a story about one of his coworkers that also works for a witch?
Yeah.
You were there, right?
Yeah.
So basically, this witch hexes like these rocks or crystals or whatever, and then like sells them, and like he's in charge of shipping them out. So like they'll have like a rock that's hexed for like penis growth, basically. So when you get it, supposedly your penis will grow.
And if it doesn't work, he makes you buy another one.
That's crazy. That's who would even sell that? Like,
I don't know. But
like, what's his like?
He gets paid like
30. Like, what's his website so we know not to go on there?
Well, it's a witch. It's her.
What's his website?
What's her website so we know not to go on there? Is it like, do I have to? I mean, don't call this number, but do they have a number? Or like,
it's like 386-666 something.
Okay, yeah. Don't call that number, guys. Do not call it. Wait, do you have a pen? I need to write it down.
Yeah, he gets paid pretty fat though for just shipping this stuff out.
Listen, bro,
he gets paid $35 an hour just to ship stuff out.
I don't trust no witch. I have a theory that if the Catholic Church denounces something, there's some realness to it.
Yeah.
So and
well, witches, if it's not real, why would you denounce it?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, why would a church denounce it? You know what I mean?
Like, so, it got to the point to where you had to say something.
Yeah, yeah. So like, hey. Catholic Church has a big no-no on witchcraft, you know.
So, I guess he was telling us, too, that his friend's boss, or whatever, he's always in, like, some spiritual battle. Like, he's always trying to, like, protect himself from other witches witching, like, putting a hex on him.
There's rich rivals.
Yeah, there's rivals.
So, there's another witch that does the same thing, and they're always going at it, like, spiritually,
they work together, or?
He works for it. Who works for the guy?
Girl.
At the same
girl,
place?
Whatever.
I think a witch could be a guy.
No, the rivals are not working together. They're in different places, which is why the war is strictly spiritual.
Like, you got to think about it, right? You know, it'd be like us selling cigars, and then we know, you know, Mark that sells cigars. So we want to do everything in our power to make sure Mark doesn't sell cigars. So we're hexing him every day, you know, to make sure his powers don't work.
Wait, wait, who told you this story?
Tyler. Huh?
So this is happening at Publix?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm imagining produce versus grocery fighting each other.
His friend works for this guy that does that. Oh, or okay. Girl, whatever the fuck she is.
I feel a lot better now.
Yeah. You guys remember that guy on TikTok that was like daring witches to like curse him or whatever? Yeah. And all the comments were like, bro, stop, man. I'm spending all day trying to protect you.
We're in a spiritual warfare right now.
Oh, man. Nah, dude. I walked into a crystal shop once, right? And like,
great burgers, by the way.
Anyway, so I'm looking at like meteorites and like great burgers.
Crystal is a burger.
Oh. That's pretty good. Anyway, so I walk into this crystal shop once and like I'm looking at like meteorites, whatever. And this mom brings her daughter in to buy like, you know, the palm reading cards or like the stuff to talk to, like, oh, tarot readings or cards or whatever the hell they're called. Anyway. And, like, I'm, like, looking around, and I overhear, like, the mom talking to the daughter, like, yeah, this is how I first got into it, you know, and, like, the owner was a girl, probably a witch, too. And then she's telling her about it. She's like, yeah, this is what you should start off in the beginning, you know, you don't want to call any bad spirits, like, this and that. And I'm like, I'm getting out of here. This is in St. Augustine.
Makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, no, I'm leaving. I'm like.
Like, I've never seen that in real life, but occasionally, like, really late at night on TikTok, people will be like, oh, need reading or whatever. And they get free readings and stuff. So I'm like, quickly, like, blocking.
Yeah, literally. Swipe up so quick on those. Yeah.
Yeah. You ever been to Casadega?
No, like the bike thing?
No, it's
like it's north from here, right?
Oh, it's a city?
It's a city. Yeah. It's like the most haunted city in America.
Oh really? No, never mind. No, never been.
You're right. It's a little north of here.
Okay, I remember. It's like near Port Orange or whatever.
Yeah.
On the way.
Yeah, someone told me about that. I was like, yeah, I'm never going there.
I've been there. Me and my buddies went there or whatever. Because there's like this hill, right? And supposedly if you put baby powder on the front of your car and you go on this hill and you put your car in neutral, your car will go backwards. And then you see like little handprints.
Okay, that's wild.
So we did it at night, but we didn't put baby powder. We just parked the car there and we put it in neutral and it rolled backwards. But it's probably like a little.
Yeah, it's an optical illusion.
Yeah.
It's like if you're sitting in the car and like it looks like the fence is moving, but it's just an optical illusion.
No, like the car does move backwards.
I think that's the drugs.
Oh.
And there's like this chair there that's supposed to, like, if you leave a beer there overnight, it'll be empty.
No way.
It's called the devil's chair, but it won't be open.
That was me also.
Someone just drank it. It's empty.
No, but it
won't. You just drill a hole in the bottom.
Man, those homeless guys are having a day with that.
They're like, guys, just make sure you put the lid back on, you know, so they just keep leaving stuff. One homeless guy found out he could do that, and he's like, sick.
So the people leave it are like, oh my gosh, the spirits drank it, the ghosts drank it. And then the homeless people are like, oh my gosh, these ghosts keep leaving beers for us. Put the bottle cap back on. I will say, I don't know if it's still there, but in downtown Sanford, you know, they have a bunch of different pawn shops.
Yeah.
There was one that I went into, and they had like different like Hindu statues or whatever. I swear to God, I walked in there and immediately got like this overwhelming negative feeling over me, and I immediately just left. Yeah. Like, it was the weirdest thing.
I've had that before.
How long ago was this, though?
It was years ago, probably like 5 years ago.
So, we should go back then.
Actually, at that Casadega place, I don't know personally, but someone I knew dated a girl that's mom and her friend did it. They went there and they got their
baby powder.
The palms red or something like that.
Oh.
Or they were told their future or whatever, and then they got Lyme disease like 2 days later, both of them.
Damn.
Yeah.
So they're bitten by a tick out there, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Or God was angry with them.
The most logical explanation.
So he sent a tick. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was probably dirty in there. I got a tick.
It's crazy. Even to talk about
TikTok.
This like TikTok years ago, people used to get burned at the stake for this.
Oh, sure.
It's crazy.
For witchcraft?
Only the women, though.
There's a guy that has on TikTok, he has like all those old books and stuff. And you ever seen him?
I think so, yeah.
And he was talking about, like, he's got, like, witchcraft books, too. And he's like, and here, what are those called? It's like a book of, like, spells or whatever that's passed down.
A recipe book.
No. It starts with an M.
Noodles, carrots, chicken.
M. Can we switch seats?
I don't know, but I forgot what it is. But he had one, and he's like, yeah, I can't show you what's inside, though.
What the hell? I would burn that thing. Actually, screw it. I'll just fucking send it to the Pope. Be like, here, just do whatever you need with this.
Breaking news.
Pope starts dead. Flying. No.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And this is all current events.
There was a thing.
I gotta piss. Oh, man. Bad. You're in charge now. I gotta piss.
All right.
What? Did you find something?
Well, I'm trying to look at that thing, but maybe you should get your prostate checked. Yeah, what? Book that starts with an M? That's what?
Let me ask it. No, I can see it. I'll do it.
I guess since he's gone, it's not recording anymore, so.
It still is recorded. We're still live.
Yeah, the answer came back was completely, like, different.
I don't know how to work this, Android.
A manifest? Marsupial?
Oh, a grimoire.
Grimoire?
That starts
with a G. Yeah, a G, yeah. He has some pretty cool stuff, though. He has, like, super old Bibles. He's got an original Shakespeare.
That's one thing that I think would be pretty cool to have is, like a old, like, family Bible
that you
pass down, you know.
He has ones that they're all, like, handwritten, like, from forever ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You could buy, like, a page from one from his online shop.
What do you mean you could buy a page?
Because, like, the ones that are, like, missing pages or whatever, he just sells, like, pages of them.
That's pretty cool. I feel like, I don't know. I guess people rip out Bibles. I don't know.
Well, he just uses ones that are already, like, damaged. So if they already have, like, a bunch of pages missing, he'll just sell pages out of it.
Yeah. Jared, how's that cigar going?
It's pretty good. It just...
Tight draw?
Yeah, it's just taking forever.
Yeah, if we get a sponsor from... what are those called? The Perfect Draw or something like that? The Perfect Draw Tool?
Yeah, Perfect Draw Tool, yeah. Alex returns from the nether.
Bro, that was like movie theater. Piss.
What?
50?
Oh, okay.
I forgot I drank like 2 bottles of water right before you showed up.
That's 50 minutes left, by the way.
And he's at 8%.
Guess it's that time.
It's Jared's fault. He didn't charge the laptop.
I can plug it in right now.
Nah, it's fine. We're at that mark anyway. Mark.
Yes.
Mark.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Cigar Guys. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, turn on that notification bell. I know the outro is going to say it. But I want to say it again. Thank you guys for supporting us. Make sure to check out our links on thecigarguys.com/socials. Check us out. I love you guys. Thank you.
Find us on Minect and talk to us there.
Later.
Minect. Thanks, guys.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cigar Guys podcast. Make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell so you can stay up to date with all the latest episodes. Looking for short form content? Check out all our social media accounts in the description below. And now, a final word from our sponsors.